we feel like. I'm going to ask you to turn your Bibles to St. Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 through 14. Amen. Amen. I want to thank the Lord for everybody that remember me in prayer when I had to go to the doctor last week to have a procedure done. Amen. God brought me out. Amen. And I thank God. Thank God for those that, you know, that prayed for me, continue to pray for me, and even the saints, those that actually drove me out there and made sure I was okay, get back home, and all the phone calls and texts and showing your love in all kind of ways. I thank God for it. I don't take none of it lightly or for granted. You know, God going to have somebody watching out for you, looking out for you, amen, all the time. Amen. Sometimes you may have in your mind, well, I want this. I want my mother to be there, my father to be there. I want my sister to be there, my brother to be there. I want somebody, and God will use whoever he wants, at will. Amen. Learn that. But God will use whoever he will. Might not be your family members. Amen. I know my son, he would have probably slid over there. If he was sick, he was probably be using wisdom because he was so congested. He wanted to spread the germs. He wasn't far from where I was. But he did call me that morning. Amen. So thank God for all those things. Thank for all the. I got a lot of texts that day. Everybody, with nobody in the church that did not show no concern. Amen. But God just used different people, amen, in different ways, amen. So we thank the Lord. I did want to acknowledge that and thank God for his people, amen. We don't take nothing lightly, nothing for granted, amen. Matthew, the chapter 24 and verses 1, we got a lot of reading to do, so we get through here as quick as we can. If you get tired, not children, because children shouldn't be tired than an adult is. If you need some vitamin C or something. Amen. You can get enough rest or something. Amen. Amen. Chapter 24, verse 1. But if any adults get tired, you know, can't be no tired to me, though. I ain't giving nobody no excuse. I'm standing. I'm the oldest one in here. I'm standing. Amen. Amen. Chapter 24, verse 1. You know, I was just going to say this real quick. You know, sometimes we have different ministries, different callings, and different things. Or I don't know. I didn't even think when plan to say this, but a lot of times we might think we're ready to go and do God's. Well, I remember even way back in the day. You know, we didn't know. I didn't know how God was going to be using me, but God prepares you for years. Sometimes for years before He actually uses you. I mean, He uses you a little bit here and there, but He prepares you because wisdom. He has to put wisdom in you, especially if you're going to be over people. You can have a gift but no wisdom, and you can have a gift with no character. Mm-hmm. Character is like, that's the real you. It's like that's your demeanor, what people see about you. Are you a pleasant person, or, you know, you reach, you know, you show kindness, or you know how to conduct yourself? That's what character is. So even if you have a gift but you don't have no character, then it's not good. Because, see, people that don't have no character can offend you and hurt you. Am I talking right? They can offend you. It can be a boss or whatever. They can offend you and hurt you and mess you up. So you got a lot of people that are stepping out here with gifts, but they have no character. So God, He builds character. Sometimes you might say, oh, I got something from the Lord. God give me something. And that's good. He does give us stuff. But a lot of times He'll let you be able to walk that through to kind of utilize that. For you can put it out there to give it somebody else, because you can preach to other people and then turn around and act an opposite way and be an opposite way than what you teach or preach. Amen. And so you can't be effective that way. Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, it says, and Jesus went out, chapter 24, verse 1. Children, read. You all right? Okay. Yep, you're going to. Just share Bibles. All right. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming? And the end of the world. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places or different places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Verse 12. And because of iniquity or because of sin shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold or shall grow cold. Verse 13. But he that shall endure it until the end, the same shall be saved. Last verse. 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world for a witness unto all nations, all people, and then the end shall come. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Our whole scriptures is really self-explanatory. Somebody give God the praise. Jesus. Amen. We want to talk about the message today. We want to talk about we are living in the last days. Amen. We are living in the last days, and even in the book of Timothy, it says perilous times shall come, and these are perilous times. But only thing about it, these perilous times are going to grow worse. Amen. 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 And we're taking things lightly, even as the people of God. The world is taking things lightly. The people of God are taking things lightly. We just acting like, yeah, they said that. I know that. I read that. They said it 12 years, 20 years ago. Yeah, I already know that. And we just going about our merry way. We do the same thing. We don't take nothing. We take it lightly. We don't believe what the words say. Amen. We taking it lightly until something knock on your door. Amen. One thing can knock on your door can change your whole life. Amen. A terminal disease, they tell you, you're going to die. You're not going to live long. Could change your whole life from the way you think right now. Your house be wiped out. A flood or a tornado or something hit. These things that's been hitting the city, they didn't just plan that it's going to hit us. We, in the month of July and the month of August, we're going to have a hurricane. It is not like that. Amen. But it's just instantly. Amen. It's out of man's control. Because if it wasn't instantly, man would try to control it and stop it. You cannot stop what God allows to happen. Somebody give God the praise. Even back then in Jesus' days, the disciples began to inquire of him about the end time. And he began to tell them, he said, you see these stones? In other words, you see all this building and stuff? Everything is built in place. He said, when it's over with, none of this stuff is going to be, this building's not going to stand. That means everything that you see up going to be torn down. That ain't happening right now. Amen. Look at the cities and the hurricanes and floods and everything that was built up is all messed up. You can watch it on YouTube or watch it on the news where the water is just gushing over. It's gushing over. It's gushing over. Hurricanes. Not just the rain. Hurricanes.
Amen.
Amen. And the Lord is preparing and saying these things shall happen. They will happen. And Jesus answered and said unto them, he said, that first of all, he began to make back up. He said, Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. God is saying, whatever you see built solid, everything is going to be broken down and destroyed.
Amen.
Amen. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately saying, tell us, when shall these things be? The disciples want to know, when is this going to happen? And what should be the sign of thy coming? How many know these wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and tornadoes and hurricanes and stuff? This is a sign of the Lord's coming back.
Amen.
He just said that right here. These are some of the signs. Some people say, well, what is the sign of the Lord come back? That's what they asked him. He said, these things you see and hear, them are some of the signs of my return. Amen. And he said, he set up on Mount Olives. The disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when shall these things be and what should be the sign of that coming and then of the end of the world? They said, how are we going to know, what sign were you giving to us that you're coming back? And what sign will we have that the world is coming to an end? And that's when he began to tell them about all these things taking place. In verse 4, and Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the first sign. Take heed that no man deceive you. Yeah. It's a lot of deception going on around here. Mm-hmm. You got people deceiving one another. Amen. You got children being deceived. You got adults being deceived. Somebody said, what does deceive mean? It means to be misled. Yeah. It means to be tricked. It means somebody's leading you a wrong direction. You think you're going the right direction, but they actually leading you a wrong direction. Amen. Can I get a witness in here?
Hallelujah.
You're being misled. You're being misled to believe something that's right when it's actually wrong.
Amen.
Being deceived, tricked.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise in here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say, take heed. That's the first sign. Don't let nobody deceive you. Don't let a false prophet deceive you. Don't let nobody deceive you. Children, you let nobody deceive you. Adults, you let nobody deceive you. You let nobody trick you and deceive you into something that's not right.
Amen.
Somebody ought to praise him in here. Glory to God. It said, for many shall come in my name and saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And that's going on right now. As many people saying, I'm of God. I'm of God. I'm of God. I am a God. And people that don't read their Bibles, people that don't go to church, people that don't have a communication with God, them are the ones will be deceived. Because they're going to believe every wind and doctrine that they hear. They're going to believe everything without searching it out for themselves. Just like when Jim Jones was here on this planet, amen, he deceived all those people. He deceived all those children. Those children drank their cyanide, their poison, just like the adults did, because the adults didn't even have a place where they needed having God. They was believing and following the man, and they were deceived, and all of them died. Somebody give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Do not be deceived.
Amen.
And it said, many shall come in my name, say I'm of Christ, and shall deceive many. God said it's not going to deceive a few. Many going to deceive. Come and say that I'm of Christ. Believe me. And the devil, amen, is putting an image up into our children. He's putting an image up to people and say, this is the way to go. Did you want to be like this? You want to be like that? And behind that face or whatever that obstacle is the demon of hell. The demon to take your soul right to hell.
Amen.
Come on and praise him in here. Glory to God. It's going to be a lot of people going to say, I sure wish I'd have listened, holler to the Lord. Because if you fall over in hell, nobody can get you out of there. And you don't die, honey. Your soul burns forever. You feel that fire.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise in here.
Jesus.
It said, many shall come in my name, saying I'm of Christ, and shall deceive many. Verse 6 say, you shall hear of wars. Wars mean wars. It's like they're fighting. Wars. Amen. Conflict. Battle. Bloodshed. Attacks. Warfare. People blowing up them for missiles. Wars and rumors of wars.
Amen.
You're going to hear of it.
Yeah.
And we're hearing it right now.
Amen.
But it's going to get in a greater way. People sending missiles up, but blow. They got enough bombs to take one missile and blow up a whole nation of folks.
Yeah.
If God don't protect us, somebody can send some over here, blow up everybody in here. Not just this one little church, blow this whole nation up.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
That's why you need to be covered with the blood of Jesus. That's why you need to know that God's in you and you got you and in God. That's why you need to have his spirit on the inside. Because if something like that happened, amen, amen, the Bible says to be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. And it could blow up your body, but
they can't blow your soul up. You'll be in heaven with the Lord. But if your soul's not right and you don't have God down in your soul, when they blow you up, you'll be blown to hell. Somebody give God the praise in here. Just tell it like it is. Don't sugarcoat nothing. Don't let people think when they right, when they wrong. Hallelujah, glory to God. If you can see, you can help somebody. If God put in your mind to help a child, if God put in your mind to help an adult, don't let that adult fall over in hell. Hallelujah, do whatever you can do. Hallelujah, let God give you some wisdom and tell you, I can tell you a better way for your life. I can help you out a little bit. I was at the ER the other day, and this young man, he was so impatient, and he didn't want to wait on them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, I just take the tube out of me myself. And I was trying to whisper to him, don't do that. He said, I tell you, I take it out of myself. Hallelujah. I just left him alone. People are crazy today. Hallelujah. You can reach out and help them, but some people don't want no help.
Hallelujah.
You don't want no help, you will not be helped.
Amen.
I said, if you don't want no help, you will not be helped. You will go to hell for being disobedient. Somebody give God the prayer. I feel a John the the spirit on me right now. Crying out, it's not spirit. Crying out, me, hallelujah. Telling people it's time to get your life together. Somebody give God the praise. Come on and praise God. Come on and praise God in here. Talking about hearing wars, conflict, battle, and bloodshed. That's what wars mean. Wars is not a game, honey. Wars ain't, you better turn your face to the Lord. Wars ain't, I trying to be cute. I'm trying to get a boyfriend. That's not a war, honey. Wars when something hit your house, hit you, hallelujah, about to take you out of here. Bloodshed. Somebody can walk in your house and have a gun and shoot all of you. You better preach on that to God. You better get a hold of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Somebody said, oh, that stuff ain't going to happen. You keep on thinking stuff ain't going to happen. It'll be up on your doorstep before you know it. I said it will be up on your doorstep and my doorstep before you know it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise. You're going to hear about wars, conflict, battle, bloodshed, fightings, attacks. Hear wars, and you're going to hear about stories, which mean rumors and hearsay. You're going to hear people talking about wars all over. That's what wars and rumors mean. Like this, almost like somebody spread a rumor. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a true rumor. Amen. Somebody can spread a rumor about you. Yeah. Amen. How did the devil to trick you, get you to do something? I don't care if you're a child or a daughter, to get you to do something and laugh at you after you do it and tell everybody about what you've done. That's a rumor, honey.
Amen.
We're going to hear about rumors hitting here. We're hearing it now. We over here, but we're hearing about the hurricane over there. We over here, but we're hearing about Irma. And we're hearing about Harvey. They got these names on these hurricanes. I believe they mean something. You're hearing about, I believe they're angry.
Amen.
That's an angry storm.
Amen.
Yes, it is. It's an angry storm.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise. And the God is allowing it. He's allowing, hallelujah, those storms and things to come. Because people are wicked in their heart. Hallelujah, homosexuals and everything. Girls hugging on girls. Men hugging on men. Hallelujah, doing all kind of perverted things. Men's messing with children. Hallelujah, messing with, hallelujah, men's and women. Hallelujah, doing working dead, which is unseemly in the eyes of the Lord. God letting something hit in this nation.
Yes.
Somebody give God the praise.
God
is not pleased with wrongdoing.
Amen.
God is not pleased when pedophiles mess with our children. God is not pleased. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If he made a man, hallelujah, for a woman and a woman for a man, he don't want a woman to be cooked up with another one. God is not pleased with this stuff.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you, Lord.
So he shakes the whole nation. He allowed the whole nation to be shaken. We better get to praying in Indianapolis, all over the place. We better get to talking to God and getting ourselves together for something hit us.
Yeah.
Come on, give God the praise.
Yeah.
Church people can't get along with church people. I don't want to have no fellowship with this one or that one. Can't seem to come together. The world, the church is going out of the, hallelujah, going out into the world. And people standing on the outside trying to say, what must I do to be saved? I need the Lord. But the church is going outside the world. Hallelujah, getting on the, out there where they at. And you got people that won't need some help in here. God gonna fix all this stuff. Something gonna hit this nation till we get it together. Yes. Just don't let it be hit you. Don't let it hit you. Make sure you at the right time, right place at the right time, doing the right thing. Don't let his wrath fall upon you. Somebody give God the praise. Make sure you're not working that which is unseemly in his sight. Glory to God. Gotta watch them old lesbian spirits. People call it creeping, get lesbian spirits on them. You better watch them. Glory to God, for you know they'll be touching you and rubbing your arm. The devil is a liar. Somebody out there praising me today. I feel the John the Baptist spirit on me preaching about this stuff that's happening in our midst. Somebody out there give God the praise. I was out to get my nails done last week. I think I might have mentioned it to Sister Terry. I said it just vexed my spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The lady that I always go to get my nails done, she's a foreigner. Amen. And she's real nice. She does my nails. And sometimes I notice she be kind of, you know, like in a different frame of mind. She just like she's, you know, this, I don't know, but she's nice, but she's like, she just, sometimes she's more talkative, else she seems to be in a different shape of mind. I just kind of don't really, I just say, how you doing today? I don't say very much when I, it's like, and sometimes she's more talkative to me, but how did, just to make a long story short, you know, I was asking her about why they locked their bathroom all the time. They tell you, something wrong with the bathroom. They just started that, like you can't use a restroom. So that's a business. A business will always have a bathroom open, public bathroom to that people coming there. So I'm thinking like, now I ain't going over getting my nails done, run off somewhere else, use a restroom. I did that one time, not going to do that. So I was asking her, so one time she said, okay, so she said, I told her to use the restroom, so she unlocked the bathroom door. Then I came back to see, I said, why do y'all just start locking the bathroom for the people that's here? She said, he crazy. The manager there, she said, you know, they talk kind of funny. She said, he crazy. I said, So I looked, you know, and he did look kind of crazy. He looked like that anyway. He was humming and singing, and, you know, like, man, somewhere. I'm thinking myself, he's drunk or what? So later on, she just kept doing my nails and stuff. She looked like she might have had a lot on her mind, you know, so I kind of glanced at him on and off, trying to figure what's going on, watching my surroundings, you know. So then later on, he came out of nowhere, and he said something in whatever language they speak. He said, and she just kept doing my nails like he was like trying to bother her, and she was like, you can, it's like an eerie old foul spirit. I felt kind of sorry for her, you know. She was like, kept trying to do work, and just like creeping on, like he was trying to, because some of these people, amen, if they're a manager, you know, some people are so scared they're going to lose their job. Yeah. They'll make sexual advances to you and tell you not going to have a job if you don't get with them. Yeah. See, I was feeling old foul spirit. And I looked at him. I thought to myself, just look at myself, I said, oh, sleazy, foul spirit. I was thinking to myself, and my man was getting in myself. I said, I'm going to knock him out. I thought to myself, who I flip him out? I thought to myself, he wouldn't touch me like old sleazy old spirit. Don't even look like nothing. Sleazy, stinky devil. Oh, I got upset on the inside. I said, oh, Lord. I thought to myself, she just kept on filing my nails and stuff. And I went on after, you know, after brushing, I have to tell you, go wash your hand. And I was going down here, and he was going this way. He wouldn't even look at me. I said to myself, because I was looking at him, I thought to myself, he wouldn't scare me like I wouldn't care if I never have a job there. Yeah. I just thought to myself, people are going through all kind of oppression. Children are going through oppression. You got to teach your children. If anybody put their hands on you, take your filthy hands off it. Tell your mama, tell your daddy, anybody mess with you. You got to accept that you have a crazy man growing up. Somebody give God the praise. Yeah. Know why the devil don't like me? Because say she just talk about it. Her mouth is too big, but he can't stop me. Amen. Unless God went through with me. That's the assignment God gave us to do. Amen. And I thought to myself, before I left there, I'll make sure he was nowhere around. I won't get her in no trouble. I said, she's a pretty young lady too. I said,
Can I say something to you? I said, you don't have to take anything. That's anything. I said, you can get a job anywhere. She ain't told me nothing, but I said, you can get a job anywhere. And I said, you don't have to take any old thing. She said, thank you. Something must have been going on.
Yeah.
She said, thank you. And while Gary Lee, she didn't understand what I said when I was grilling. I got my purse. I said, what was she got there? I said, well, I'll see you. I said, can I have a hug? She didn't hear what I said. And I gave her a hug while I left. And when I got out, when I said, you don't know what people are going through.
Yeah.
When I got outside that place, I said, Lord, keep her out of harm's way. Because that's why you, this is what you hear on the news.
Yeah.
That somebody to kill somebody, slit their throat and everything. God will have you praying for people for a reason.
Yeah.
Pray for about, I'm praying about my electric bill. I'm praying about my light bill. All these little small things. You need to pray outside your box, honey.
Amen.
And God will fix all that other stuff.
Amen.
And I said, Lord, she's a nice person. I said, sometimes I was wondering, sometimes she'd be in another world. I mean, she's like, she's mad, not quite there. You don't know what she's going through.
Amen.
She might feel like, I got to put up with this stuff to keep my job.
Amen.
And I said, Lord, this, if she's going through something that will harm her, get her out of harm's way. Don't let no harm come to her.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise.
Yeah.
Hear the wars and rumors of wars. It said, many shall come in my name, say I'm of Christ. And shall deceive many. This is deception. Now, many people are going to be deceived if you don't pick up your word and read your Bible. And don't read it like it's a comic book. Read it with understanding. Ask God to help you to understand what it's saying. You don't have to read the whole Bible all at once. Say, God, help me to understand. I don't care if it's one verse. Help him that has you to help you to understand what that verse is saying to you.
Amen.
So, at the time, see, the Lord, it's a scripture in the Bible. The Lord said, I will bring all things back to your remembrance.
Right.
That means, like, if you're in a situation, and you're not already, you read the word enough, you got that word in you, you're in a situation, you don't know what to do in that situation. God got something in the word for everything you go through in this life. The word that you read maybe 5 weeks ago, a month ago, is going to come back up and tell you what to do.
Amen.
But if you don't read your word, you don't listen to what the preacher's preaching. You don't have no understanding. You ain't going to know what to do. Your mind going to be blank.
Amen.
Come on, give God the praise. That's why children don't need to go to sleep in church. Grown-ups don't need to go to sleep in church. You need to pay attention because you're going to need something to help you. Amen. Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
And say, take heed that no man deceive you. Many shall come in my name, say, I'm of Christ. We already read that. Wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. The Lord said, when you hear about these things, don't be panicking, in other words.
Amen.
And most of us, we're not panicking. We ain't even thinking about it. We're going to fix us some cornflakes or sugar pops in next breath. You can be sitting up there looking at them floods. You know, you have to check yourself. I'm being real. You got to check yourself because we so... And nothing that hits you, nothing ain't ever having you, everything together. You can be insensitive. Some of us are insensitive for one another's needs. You can sit there and the Lord be saying, call some so-and-so, or put some money in so-and-so hand. And you be thinking like, oh, that's the devil. Or you just keep thinking of it. And, you know, that person, come find out that person really had need.
Amen.
If so, you ain't listening to that. You ain't going to listen to, in other words, somebody's, because we all have to watch it. I have to watch it too. Because you can sit right there and eat your whole dinner while the flood's on the car. I mean, what I'm saying, with nothing we can do about it, but we can't pray about it. But you can be insensitive. That shit to pull your spirit. I sit there this morning, I had the TV on, and I was doing something else, trying to get my stuff ready and stuff. But when they kept this showing it on the news, they were showing this water and water. I said, my Lord, I was thinking in my mind, I can't even comprehend that much water. You know, water just flood everything. That's a big, and people standing in line don't know what they're going to do. They, you know, some of them couldn't get out in enough time. The gas stations, they all shut down. The stores all shut down. Some people just, like they say, hunker down, trying to be where they at, hoping that this storm would pass.
Amen.
And like my son said, we here and we can go out in our cars. There's some sun out there. Ain't no storming out there. Ain't no flood, no hurricane. And get in our car and go. And we sitting up there and don't we want to give God the praise. Come on and give God the praise in here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because I believe if you praise him in the hard time, when it's not you going through anything, you sure know how to get through. And the good times when nothing's happening to you, you sure know how to get through when those things, something hits your door.
Amen.
Come on and give God the praise. Wars and rumors of wars. And the thing about, somebody said, well, you know, they said these things are going to happen. They're happening right now. But see, the thing about it, when people like that, they don't believe. They really don't believe, because you wouldn't even say it like that. You really don't believe. You're taking it lightly. But what it's saying, it's going to get greater and greater and greater and greater.
Amen.
And it says, for nation, verse 7 said, nation shall rise against nation. Nation is a group of a large amount of people. People, countries, races, war with different races and all kind of stuff. Nations going to come against one another. And that's going on now. They can't seem to get on one accord about nothing. Amen. Somebody got the praise. Nation rising against nation. Kingdom against kingdom. And there should be famines. There should be famines. Famines is extreme. It's not just a lack of food. It means a lack of food. A extreme lack, not just a food, a extreme lack of anything where you can't get it. We take granted for granted now. That means when something is extreme, that means there's none of it. Yeah. It's going to have to take God to come down and give a miracle. Amen. For you to have food. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing. A famine. There's going to be famines and glory to God. Hallelujah. Famines and pestilence. Pestilence is epidemic diseases. Things that people cannot get rid of. People, things that hit the whole nation at one time.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about the flu and stuff. It's going to be greater things than the flu. Uh-huh. You know, something that hit the nation and about wipe out people when it hit it. Yeah. Not just hit it, but wipe them out. Kill them. Pestilence. Only way any of us are going to be able to survive, if we still here, is going to be the blood of Jesus. In your life, you better have God working in your life. He better be in your soul, and you better be in him. He better be in you for you to help you to survive through that.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody give God the praise.
Jesus.
It says famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. We hear about them here and there, but we haven't actually just heard too many around us. Earthquake, that means when the bottom of the ground is moved up.
Yeah.
Everything moved. It's moved out of place. The ground. Like somebody said, I'll hide. It's no place to hide. The old sanctions say it's no hiding place. But in Jesus, you can't run to the east coast, to the west coast, and run from nothing. Amen. Because while you run over here, something break out there.
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody give God the praise.
Yeah,
no hiding place. Only hiding place is in the Lord.
Yes.
You know, you can stay right in your house. An earthquake can be going on. Amen. God will hide you. Amen. It's not your time to go. You're going to be safe in that earthquake.
Yes.
I remember years ago, we had a tremor or something. Y'all remember that? I was over living in Parkwood. I never even felt nothing like that. I thought for a minute, wasn't nobody in the house. I think my kids, they were small, but they weren't even probably nowhere around me. I don't know if they was outside playing. I was in the bathroom doing my hair, getting ready for church or something. I'm doing my hair, and it felt like my bathroom, this whole bathroom, like it just did like that. And I didn't know what to think. I thought to myself, am I getting a little dizzy or what? You know, I didn't know what it was. I was curling my hair, put curls down. I said, I don't know what that was. I really didn't say nothing to nobody else about it. I didn't know if something was going on with me, my mind, or what. I didn't know what was going on. I'm telling you. And then later on, I found out they said that we had a tremor. I said, oh, well, thank God. I thought to myself, I didn't want to tell nobody about that because I didn't know if they would think I was crazy or what. They said it was a tremor. I said, oh. It made my whole bed. I thought my walls were moving and stuff. It was an eerie feeling. Y'all remember that, don't you? That's the way I feel. I ain't tell nobody about it until somebody said there was a tremor. That's when I said, oh, okay. I didn't want nobody to think I was crazy. Because, you know, you got folks walking around here like that. No, it's not. It don't look in there. People be walking, you be walking like that. Yeah, it's sad. It's something going on inside. It's like they look straight. But so come on, give God a praise. Couldn't resist that. God help them. I want everything steady.
Amen.
Amen. Hold me. What's the sister say? Rock steady. Rock me steady. I want steady. Rock steady. Y'all know about that. All right. Somebody get God to praise. You'd be surprised. Folks could be looking normal. They walk around here on the rock, honey. You better ask God to keep your mind straight. And you not can't enter. You can't enter. I'm telling the Lord that today. That's the truth. I was telling the Lord today. I was talking to him about a lot of stuff. Sometimes I'm praying, and sometimes I'm just having a conversation with the Lord. The things come to my mind I've talked to the Lord about. But you know, if you fool with somebody that's, like I said, that ain't all there, you fool with them on a regular basis, it will hit you. Because you got to interact with them, so you're going to have to be get on their page. That's why the Bible said, mellow not with them that give into changes. Because if somebody, amen, if they on cloud 2 one day and the next minute on cloud 3, and they're going back and forth, and you interact with them after a while, some going, you know, you got to be steady. You got to keep fooling with, you know, you got, if you interacting with them, you got to be on the same flow to interact with them. So here's what I do. I choose not to interact with them. Amen. I don't hate them, don't love them, but I choose to leave them alone. Till I see God got them steady. I don't fool with them. Because I already, because you, before you know it, you be like in and out. Yeah. And see, what? Cause I'm going to prove my point. Because let's say if you get irritated with them or you don't know what's going on with them, and you, and you know, y'all ever been there?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't, you like, I don't know why they acting like that toward me. I ain't did nothing to them. Y'all ever been there?
Yeah.
And then so if that goes on too long, then you're going to start acting funny with them. So what they do, they done put you on their page. So the best thing to do is tell the Lord about it and keep it moving and let them be.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. That's why the Bible said, meddle not with them that give into changes. Because it's an interchange thing. Because if you meddle with them, you're going to start acting like them, picking up the same personality that they have.
Amen.
And I need all my mind right here with me. Somebody give God the praise.
Yeah,
that's right. You have to ask God how to interact with them. If I'm supposed to interact with them. Everybody that come your way, that don't mean you're supposed to interact with them. Amen. If you see them slipping and ain't on the right frame, you better make sure you way ahead or above them that you don't be like that.
Amen.
Especially if God has got you there to work with them. Because sometimes God might have you there to show them a more perfect way. But you better know God has got you there. You better not take a chance on that. I wouldn't take a chance. I wouldn't chance that. Somebody give God the praise.
Jesus.
And it says, famines and pestilence and earthquakes in different places, diverse places. It means all kind of places. Not one place you're going to hear about it here. Before you get through hearing about that, you're going to hear nothing about an earthquake here. You're going to hear about this happening here. You're going to hear stuff all around.
Yeah.
All around. And you know, even the media and them, they're going to be so some stuff they haven't even released to us that's happening right now.
Yeah.
They'd be so overwhelmed, they don't know what to say. Because why the media out there doing their thing, some wind might come and push, sweep them up.
Amen.
It's happening.
Right.
God is almighty. You can't control this universe. He's the only one who can control this universe. Huh? So I'm going to walk with the man to seal the water. I'm going to be walking with him. I'm going to hold keeping in with him.
Yeah.
So I can stay up.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
If I'm with him, he ain't going to let me go without.
Right.
Remember those disciples when they had a boisterous wind? They thought they was going to lose their lives. Where was Jesus Christ at? And Jesus Christ is a man. He was a man. He walked the earth. He had God's spirit on the inside, but he walked this earth, amen. And he was in the bottom of the ship, sleep.
That's
how powerful he is. Nothing moves him.
Amen.
He made everything. Nothing moves him. So when you want to hook up with somebody that you know you ain't going under with, everything else is going under, honey.
Amen.
He'll hold you up, amen. And it says, all these things we read about, the wars and rumors of wars and pestilence and earthquakes and families and divers, all these, in verse 8, says, are the beginning of sorrows. And my God, the beginning of sorrows. That's the beginning. It says, then they shall deliver you to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And that's speaking about the saints of God, people come against you, persecute you, especially if you're not, if the devil's greatly in them. The devil greatly using that. Everybody that don't have Christ in their life, that don't mean that they're that they're Satan themselves or devils using them. Some people don't have Christ; they're nice. They just need the Lord. But you got some that the demons use, devils in them, to persecute you, and will even kill you if they kill. They don't think they don't. They have the demon in them. They will deliver you up to be afflicted. They should kill you, and you should be hated of all nations, of all people, for my name's sake. Verse 10 said, And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another. When people get offended, they start betraying you. The sign of being offended, that's why you can't walk too close to people unless God hook you up with them. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Children, adults, don't be talking about this my friend, that's my friend, that's my friend. You better know that that's they really good friends to you. Don't even put all your confidence in them, because as soon as you make them mad, they're gonna put you out like that. Amen. People get offended, they start telling on you. They start hating on you. They start putting your name out on the highway when they get offended with you. Amen. And if you get offended with somebody, that means they done did something to that you don't like, that you got irritated with, you don't like. And that's what the Bible tells us, not to stay offended. We have to forgive one another. But ask God to help you. Tell God about whatever the offense was that offended you, and he'll make it right. Amen. God will help you to be nice when you don't want to be nice. Can I get an amen? I said God will help you to be nice when you really don't want to be nice. You will say, I treat them the way they treat me, but that's not Christ-like. God will have you to treat them. Amen. You might feel like it's hurting you down on the inside, but God will help you to be nice anyway. Amen. People get offended, they started betraying one another. Betraying one another means I'm going to tell this, I'm going to tell somebody about you. I'm going to put your name out on the highway. Make sure you're hooking up with people. Make sure you're not hooking up with the wrong spirit. Hooking up with lesbians and spirits. Some people got all that stuff. You can see it right up on them. Amen. Make sure you're not hooking up with a lesbian. Hooking up with another. You a man hooking up with another man. You a woman, you hooking up with another woman. Yeah. Don't hook up with pedophiles. Amen. Right. Pedophiles is people that harm children. Sexually assault children. Don't hook up with none of that stuff. Because it's out of God. Amen. And you should be many, and many shall be offended and betray one another and shall hate one another. See, defense is offense. And there's offense first. People get offended. Then they start being a hater. And after being a hater, and they betray one another, then they be a hater. If somebody hates you, they will give you poison if they could. They would kill you, wipe you out. Amen? Amen. Amen. Just like the Bible says, jealousy is as cruel as a grave. That's what God don't want us to have, a spirit of envious and jealous. Envious is being, I envy this person. I sure wish I had what they had. So I'm going to dislike them because I don't have what they had. Jealousy and envy go right hand in hand together. I'm jealous of this one. I'm jealous of, that's a spirit. Jealousy is a spirit that comes from hell. It don't come from God, it comes from hell. But it would make you almost kill somebody if you get a bitterness of jealousy and root of bitterness of jealousy and hating you. You about harm somebody. Somebody give God the praise. Somebody give God the praise in here. And it says, and then shall many be offended and be, and they, after you get offended, remember that's the first thing, they'll get offended, then they start betraying you, start talking about you, telling other people and tattling on you, hating on you. And then verse 11 said, and many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. People just saying they of God going to be rising, saying God's over here. Y'all come over here till we got something going over here. Oh, they casting out devils. Oh, they give you a word. You better make sure we know what you're running to.
Amen.
It said, and it said, because of iniquity, it said, and many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. And verse 12 said, and because iniquity or because of sin shall go from get higher and higher, because of the sin increasing, the love of many is going to wax cold. In other words, it's going to be a lawless outrage. Because of sin abound, people are going to have cold hearts. That's what they mean. And people do that now. People can shoot you down People can shoot you down with their mouth. Yeah. Not less with a gun. Amen. Cold in heart. Indifferent spirit and heart. But you know, we got to watch that we don't become indifferent. You can become, you can be a child of God and pick up an indifferent spirit. Indifferent spirit means you in and out. You betwixt. You one way, this way, this way. You indifferent. I'm offended, so I'm going to be indifferent. I'm going to act you know, indifferent with you. I'm not going to act kind to you. I'm indifferent. I got a chip on my shoulder. Somebody give God the praise in here. It says, because see, all these things right here, what we read, if we don't be aware of what God is talking about, we can get caught up in all of it. And when the Lord come back, you won't get to go and I won't get to go. Because the pure in heart going to see God. Amen. The Bible says the pure in heart, your heart's right. And you have good intentions. And you're trying to make heaven your home. And you're striving with everything you got within you. And you got stuff all around it, but you're pushing through it anyway. You're going to be one considered pure in heart. And the Bible says the pure in heart shall see God. Amen. And you're going to see him in peace. There's going to be a lot of people seeing, but everybody's not going to see him in peace. Some people are going to be seeing him and on their way to hell because they didn't do what God said. They didn't obey God, give God their life. They was the devil while they was down here. They're going to see him. They're going to say, oh, Lord, too late. Amen. Don't let it be said too late. Amen. Somebody said this kind of word right here. You don't hear this kind of word right here a lot. I preach it when God give it to me. But you can't preach a word like that if you ain't on the right track. You cannot. This is a preparing to get yourself ready because we are living in the last days. Amen. And it says, but he that endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Endure means whoever's going to last through all this stuff, last through. Even in your own life, last through the trials and the tests and the things that you go through. I'm lasting through. I'm not giving up. I'm not throwing none in the town of surrender. I'm hanging there with the Lord. I'm not walking away from the Lord. I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through this. Yes, I'm going through that. But I'm going to endure to the end. I want to be saved. Hallelujah. You don't endure to the end, you cannot be saved. Because, honey, your problems and my problems is just a piece of cake. And this is nothing, a drop of a hat, compared with your lifetime will be spent in heaven or hell. Amen. Right. Amen. Amen. I don't care what you're going through. There's no comparison about where you make your final at. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And as the last verse said, that this gospel, and I'm talking about this gospel, it's talking about this gospel that I'm preaching today. That this is the gospel of the kingdom. I'm not preaching to you a gospel of prosperity and, you know, you just live like the devil. You just whoremonger. You just fornicate. You just commit adultery. You just lie. You steal. You cheat. You do everything you want to. You don't serve God. You don't come to church. And I'm not preaching that gospel. That's not the gospel. But this, what I'm preaching, telling you how to get your life right. This is the gospel. He said, now when this gospel... Not all this stuff that you're hearing today, but the gospel we're talking about in Bible class. Just because somebody say they living right, somebody proclaim to be saved, but they still doing all the other things. That's not the gospel. We're talking about the gospel of the kingdom that will make you a brand new man, that will make you a brand new woman, where all things pass away and all things become new and they become of God. You don't do the same things you used to do of the gospel of the kingdom because you've been born again of the water and the spirit. And if you're not born again of the water and the spirit, and be filled with the Holy Ghost, you cannot live a holy life. You just can't simply do it. And I can't either.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise. Come on and stand to your feet. How to wind it up. Come on, give God the praise in here. Thank God for what your ears have heard. How take it to heart. Glory to God. Hell is real. Glory to God. And the devil's down there and he's waiting. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He ain't been cast into hell. Y'all, Satan haven't been cast there yet. But glory to God. He's causing a lot of hell down here on earth because he's going to be cast into the fire. Hallelujah. Burning with fire and brimstone. And he want to see how many children he can take. He want to see how many adults he can take. You want to see how many women he can take. How many men that he can take down to that awful place of hell. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Children, rise up. Hallelujah. You're not in La La Land. You're not in Disney World. It's serious about you. You could be walking on your way to school and somebody snatch you and then never see you again. You better get God in your life. It's time to be serious with the Lord. Hallelujah. You can play on the playgrounds. You can play with your iPad. You can play with this and you can play with that. But when you're in the house of God, you better get all you can get from the Lord. Hallelujah, that you can escape. Hallelujah, the trials and the tribulation that's coming upon the face of this earth. Somebody give God the praise. Edible Shatta. Glory to God. Come on, lift your hands up in here and give God the praise in here. It's serious business. Making your calling and your election sure. Some of us has been walking with the Lord. Honey, tighten it up some more. I said, tighten up your bootstraps some more. Tighten up the reins of your heart. Hallelujah. Get closer. Walk with the Lord. Pray more than you've been praying. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon the name while he's near. Spend some time in prayer with the Lord. Spend some time in your word. Fast and pray. Seek the Lord. Somebody give God the praise. Come up higher in the Lord. The things that you used to do, you should not do them no more. Ask the Lord. Bless your temperament. That you can tolerate things better than you used to. Ask and bless your attitude. Ask and bless your behavior. Ask and keep creating you a clean heart and renewing you the right spirit. Somebody give God the praise. Say, Lord, bless my character. That people will see a light. Don't matter what you go through. God, hallelujah, makes no excuse for me. God, hallelujah, makes no excuse for you. Because you're having a bad day. He don't expect you to take it out on nobody. Hallelujah. He wants you to have good character. Hallelujah. Put yourself together. Somebody give God the praise. Because the world need a light. And you need to be that light. Shining in the midst of darkness. You don't need to be on the shelf one day. And under the rug the next day. You don't need to be in your right mind one day. And the next day bipolar. Ask the Lord to steady you. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise. Woo, I'm a preacher. The preacher that's in me today. I feel it driving down in my soul. God wants you steady. Hallelujah. Steady no matter what you're going through. I don't care if you got don't have any money. He don't want you to have an indifferent spirit. Bad attitude. Hallelujah. I don't care if you're sick in your body. God still wants you to still be sweet. Tell him to make you sweet. Because people need to drink off of you in the spirit. They don't need nothing sour. They don't need nothing indifferent. God wants you to be steady. That you can be usable. For any time he need to use you, he'll snatch you off the shelf and use you. Somebody give God the praise. Woo! Praise him in here. Come on, praise him. Give me a break and y'all praise him. God put it down in my soul. And I just preach it like he give it to me. It's down in my soul. Jeremiah said it was like fire. And it was shut up in my bones. And it just wouldn't leave me alone. God want that fire of the Holy Ghost to come out. So we can walk right. God is still calling for holiness. God's not calling for all this other stuff that's going on in our churches today. God's not calling for contemporary mass. Hallelujah. Half of the people that's supposed to be saved. Hallelujah. Moved away from the Lord. And they're doing what they want to do today. And they don't have no deliverance in their mouth. They don't have no deliverance in their heart. They can't help nobody. They don't get messed up, tangled up. But God is calling for holiness. Without holiness, no man, no woman, no boy, no girl, nobody will be able to see the Lord. Somebody else to give God the praise. God wants you to live right. God wants you to walk right. God wants you to talk right. Holy God wants to use you, honey. God wants to use you. God wants to use you. God wants to use you. God wants to use you.
Somebody give God the praise. Somebody need to say, wash me, Lord, and make me clean. Wash me, Lord. Let me be a light shining in front of my family. Let me be a light shining in front of my children. Let me be a light shining in this gross and dark world. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise. Woo! Oh my God, somebody give God the praise. That's the kind of word that will clean you. It'll have you walking right. It'll have you talking right. And there will be nothing that you desire the Lord that he won't do for you. Because he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask whatever you will and it shall be done. Somebody give God the praise. Yeah, yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Give him the praise! Woo! I tell you, you can't preach a clean word if your soul ain't clean. You got to be clean yourself. For the Bible said, they that bear the vessel of the Lord must be clean. Guys, get ready to snatch some ministries down. All these preachers around here preaching to people in dirty garment, not walking clean themselves. God gonna put the real men, gonna put the real women up to preach this gospel, because this gospel must be preached, and then the world shall come to an end. Somebody give God to pray, because when God sent his word out, God get everybody's attention. God can get a dog's attention if he want to. He'll get a child's attention. When God sent his word out, he gets anybody's attention. Somebody, anybody, somebody give God the praise. Soul when he wants to get it out. You don't know how to preach to God, put the preach in you. You think you got something to say to God, put it in you. Somebody give God the praise. You don't have nothing to say, let God anoint you, give you something to say. Anytime you come up before God's people, get a hold of God before you get a hold, and he'll give you something to say. You won't be up here 5 minutes, you won't be up here 10 minutes, it'll flow in your soul. Somebody give it God. Sanctify you. The word will take you up for another notch. It'll have you holding on. If you feel like things will get loose, he'll tighten it up for you. Oh, yes, he will. Gotta do it. Yes, he will. Gotta, he'll tighten up the reins of your heart. He'll make it stronger in the Lord. You'll get a greater grip on the Lord. Yes, he will. Through the word. Yes, he do it. Yes, he will. Gotta fix it. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Oh, that word will get down in your soul. You'll hold on to it like never before. People need something they can grip a hold of to like never before. Yeah. Oh, oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fire, just like fire, shut up in my bone, 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 just like fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, 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 oh, in my bone, in my bone. In my bones, it's in my bones. Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, fire, fire in my soul, all in my heart. Fire, 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 fire in my soul. Won't leave me alone. In my soul, you won't leave me alone. In my soul, fire, 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 fire. Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, fire.